Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you today on the 27th of August 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing challenges faced by women who say power cuts have worsened in the country amidst water shortages. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted his party nomination as vice president during the third day of Democratic National Convention. VOA Midwest correspondent Kate Farabaugh has more from Chicago.
Opening the third day of Democrats' National Convention in Chicago, U.S. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey outlined the night's theme.
Welcome to night three, and tonight is about freedom.
While some of the programming provided speakers opportunities to address topics including reproductive rights, environmental issues, and border security, much of the messaging focused on what Democrats say is the choice in the November election.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Former President Bill Clinton was one of the most anticipated speakers of the evening. Clinton, who has attended every convention for Democrats since 1972, drew from his own experience in the White House to explain why he believes Vice President Kamala Harris is the best choice for president.
Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams.
But the key moment for Democrats was hearing from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who accepted his party's nomination as vice president.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
For many in the crowd, and those watching the convention around the country, Walz's speech was a sort of introduction.
Now, I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people. I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale. But I'll tell you what, growing up in a small town like that, you learn how to take care of each other.
Walz, a military veteran, former teacher, and American high school football and basketball coach, highlighted how these parts of his personal biography prepared him for a life in politics.
But it was those players and my students who inspired me to run for Congress. They saw in me what I had hoped to instill in them, a commitment to the common good, an understanding that we're all in this together, and the belief that a single person can make a real difference for their neighbors.
As the final speaker, Walz punctuated the freedom theme of the night.
But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions. And yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall.
Democrats wrap up this convention on Thursday evening with a marquee moment, the acceptance speech of the party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Thank you, Day Kane. As women in South Africa round up their activities of celebrating August, recognized as the Women's Month in South Africa, Zimbabwean women staying in that country say life has become unbearable as challenges of documentation have left them vulnerable, leaving them unemployable and not able to walk freely on the streets. Tuso Kumalo reports from Johannesburg in South Africa.
Abesifazane laba abasebenza njalo abahlala kwele South Africa bathi kubo izililo zodwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa inyanga yabomama. Owesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Pamela Ncube uthi sebephila njengaboma bona bulawe indawo zonke.
So besicela ukuthi sisupportaneni labahlukunyezwayo because ukuhlukunyezwa ngapha langapha ungahlali ma uhlukunyezwa hlobo zami yinto engayisho kubo mama because hey siyasaba la ukuphumela langaphandle khona kunzima kodwa masibambene ezimbokodo hayi kuba lula njalo ibona ukuthi asoba lapha. So ngesifiso sesiyafisa ukuthi ngabe kuyalunga yazi uyefika sefu kini le nje ukuthi ekhaya kithi eZimbabwe ufile sefu la lapha hayi asikho sefu at all uhamba estradeni suthathele ifoni uhamba sudujuliwe this lokho lalokho so vele ku too much kugcwele ngapha langapha hayi asikwazi lokuthi siphebe langa la khona le sizothi hayi sokuhlukunyezwa so hayi angazi uNkulunkulu nguye osongangenisa.
Unkosikazi Sithandile Dliwayo uthi nani lezehlakalo zokudlengulwa lokubulawa kwabomama sekusenza bahambe bethithibele.
Kakhulukazi thina esizela amantombazana kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba noma uhleli nje noma umntana wakho uthi uyamthuma ukuthi kahambe esitolo kubuhlungu noma ephenduka nje uyathandaza kuNkulunkulu uthi ngiyabonga ufike ephephile ngoba manje akusalunganga uyahlangana lo muntu wesilisa amnikeze nje u2 rand amtshele ukuthi umalume woza mayifika ngale yamdlengula umntwana. Umntwana mayifika ngapha sometimes uthi ahambe e-report abafuna ama-proof sometimes uthola ukuthi umntwana se-ratio sebuliwe manje babarepha babakhathe bayenzeni awusazi ukuthi wenze njani uma umuntu esifazane and noma uthi azama ukuthi ulwisane lakho yabona uma umuntu wangaphandle ikhesi yakho nje ifana lomlilo wamaphepha kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Unkosazana Langelihle Sibanda uthi baphakathi kwetshe lembokoto
nabo babesala nabezindlini ngabangaphenduka izilwane kodwa babe yibo ama-protectors ethu. Isikhathi esiningi angale siyajola kodwa umjolo usuka usukele kiwo kubobaba. Umuntu uhluleka ukusupporta financially, emotionally and physically. Ubusuthola omunye umuntu ngaphandle ozokwakuza ukuphatha kahle. Angithi ukuthi ku-right. But obaba esihlala nabezindlini kababe yibo abasivikelayo ukuze siwuqede lalo mjolo khona ngaphandle.
Kodwa kumphathi intambo obona ngokuhlelwa kwezidingo zomphakathi ofisini kamongameli unkosikazi Maropene Ramakgopa uthi kufanele abeZimbabwe laba badinga amaphepha aqondileyo ukuze uhulumende abagoqele enhlelweni zezidingo zempilo. Kodwa kabesifazane laba bathi njengoba ukutholakala kwamaphepha la kulukhuni okwempi yengidi lelahle sekusezandleni zikamvela ingqangu ukusho ukuthi ziyowelaphi induku lobhaxako. Imele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Viva bomama viva
viva
viva ngembokodo viva
viva
phansi ngabahlukumezayo phansi
phansi.
With that, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, residents and business operators say they are facing challenges as power outages have increased in the country. Government has said water levels are low to generate power from Kariba and Wangethemal power stations, among other challenges. On Wange, the government says it is securing the country's power generation capacity After commissioning the data upgradation project, which is expected to ensure reliable water supplies for Wange, the country's largest coal-fired power plant from the Zambezi River, according to state media, Exim Bank of India reportedly funded the project through a US $48.1 million credit line to ensure the extended Wange Power Station Units 7 and 8 have adequate water for boilers and cooling, with an extra supply for the local Dega community. Meanwhile, residents in most towns across the country also complain of water shortages. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by Mrs. Constance Shumba, head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residents Trust, and Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, chairperson of the Water Committee at the Bulawayo City Council. We'll start with you, Mrs. Shumba. May you explain the electricity and water challenges in the capital and how women are facing these challenges? Over to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I think maybe in Harare, we are residents are facing a lot of challenges on power cuts and water shortages in Harare. So for the past 2 weeks, for the past 1 week during the Sadat Summit, people were very happy because the electricity everywhere and people were very happy. So after this Sadat Summit, people went back to their day-to-day thing, which they say is 12 hours. They are facing 12 hours. Power cuts in Harare. So we are seeing that residents are facing a lot of challenges, especially the women. They are facing a lot of challenges when there is no electricity. We see that it's a workload. It's an increased workload to the women when there's no electricity. The women must rely on manual methods for the task of cooking and cleaning in their households, which eventually put an increased workload to them. We are seeing that a lot of people, because of the economic hardship in Harare, other people collect plastic containers of milk, trying to make fire to cook, fire to for doing day to day things which are needed in the household, which is electricity. The limitation of not accessing light, accessing power. It also there's also a challenge of lightning, which is a very big challenge to the young children, the women. What I'm saying is our coverage of numbers. The first challenge is power no famba mabima. So people will be using like their candles. They will be using small lights in their household. So the lights to flash out outside their yards, there will be no those lights. Apparently, they will call the rest of the women that definitely not going to call the rest of the women. But they are cards, they are communities. And also, there's also the challenge of those who are on education, especially when it comes to buying sugar, wire, medication, now in hunger, in maturity. But because of the power cuts, it means there's no refrigerators working. So it's not considered some challenges. When you are one of them, end up using medication is still refrigerated sometimes. And also those who are in labor, you find it in my community, the main clinics, the Roma polyclinics. But although the city council is installed the solar panels, you find it in my community, polyclinic, solar,
Thank you so much. We'll come to you, back to you, Mrs. Shumbat, for the other challenge. Coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, we have heard what Mrs. Shumbat is saying, they're outlining challenges in Harare. Yes, so sikhuluma ngesiNdebele ungathi kulohlupho olufanayo yini kobulawayo izakhamizi zingabe zibhekane lohlupho olufanayo sesikhangela amanzi ukucishwa amahlana kwamagesi njalo lenzani njengecouncil.
Ngiyabonga thathi njani balaleli. Angiqhayimizikokali ibingane nethusi yakhe ayenzi kahle kodwa ke yevakile ama-challenges amanye kade ngiwakhikha ayafana acisha afani ngokwaa ilizwe liyi-one. Ukucishwa kwamagesi okwenzakalayo phakathi kwelizwe nokuswelakala kwamanzi kusuka kube ngama-challenges kakhulu kubomama especially ukumama amanzi i-sanitization ukugeza ukugezisa ama-vegetables emfikeni ngoba inayo izananzelela ukuthi insika kithi lezi-formal retail stores ishophawumbe phambi kwezindlu zethu angithi yiyo indlela ezimbabwe siyi-raise ngayo i-economy kumbe emakhethi e-town abanye be-raise be-prefer yalapho abathola khona imali. So esikhathini esiningi nxa kusele be-prefer ukuthi nga kuyangena efrijini for example amatamatisi but because amagesi ahlala eqinini ngokubona irana i-loaf kwenzakala kakhulu bomama ngoba yibo abatholakala kakhulu kulezo zindawo zokuthengisa emfikeni. Amanzi njengawo ayi-challenge aafika athola i-advantage mhlawumbe babhode batshontsha amamitha lana nxa betshontsha amamitha lana umuntu oba most affected i-120 hour shedding ekhona kobulawayo ngoba vele kungenamanzi. Umuntu oba-affected kakhulu ngemitha liyani etshontshiweyo ngumama ngoba amanzi ngeke sakwazi ukuma ukuzaaqela ukuthi avalele laphana nemali yakhe yomsikalo ukuthi ayinelise ukuthenga enye imitha ayilise. Again indaba yamanzi ihlukuluza kakhulu abantwana abangamantombazana amayethi ngiyakhangela abasakhulayo bagcina befunda imikhuba engekhulu kwabanye abantwana ngathi i-depression kwabanye abantwana lapho abarejisa khona amanzi izeluleko ezinzi ngisayi ukuthi bawawoka maybe i-distance lesiyalanda lawo manzi upon going there bayabe-abuse or maybe behamba bekhonjiswa mhlawumbe lesikhathi singakafiki umntwana afundele khonapho ukuthi kumele umuntu uyakhonjiswa umbe uyakhomba baba-expose because esikhathini esiningi ilizwe linzima phila i-economy umama sitshona sithanda sidinga ukuthi ntambama kudliweni then umntwana oyinkazana because of our patriarchy system umntwana oyinkazana sekumele akhangele imsebenzi yasendlini agidi mayedinga amanzi abuye ekline athi ugcina esiba kumandela then imikhuba le ibe lula ukuthi ayithathe ayifunda phandle isiphenduka-ke isilumatha iphambanisa the society. Also umntwana ugcina ekhathala ezifundeni zakhe agcine esesiba phansi ngonambe kokuthi phela esikhathini esinengenziwa ngabantwana abangamankazana esibagruma ukuthi bebe ngomama omama imbokodo zakufaka begcina bengasenaqini which is our generation and our ema-96 abasenapower yokuzimela because sisikhathi esiningi sebesichitha ngalolu dubo esinalo lamanzi udubo lamagesi bedinga inkuni especially lapha kuwatheni kule ndawo ngapha e-Richmond eziporweni la and khonapho balula futhi ukuthi badlwengule ngababobaba kumbe ngithi ngabafana baye bezihambela besenza bakeva nxa behlangana nabantwana abangamantombazana beqabula inkuni
yenza kubamba umlomo khonapho sathi sesibuyela kuukuthi usitshele ukuthi liyenzani njengekhansili khonapho ukuthi liqede lolu hlupho and it's interesting that we see that the women in both the cities are facing same problems, probably throughout the country too, and they are exposed to, young girls are exposed to sexual advances or even sexual violence while they look for firewood and while they go to fetch some water, usually from unhygienic sources. Yes, and we're coming back to you, Mrs. Shumba. You were about to delve into other challenges faced by women in Harare. You can go ahead, in Shona.
Okay. Besides my power cuts, I was talking about my issues for such a stage. And what I'm doing is communities in Mangwe Akwana Mbura once a week, Mangwe Anwanda, Anwana Mbura thrice a week, Chichungo Siran and Jimbo, the rest of as a part of labor aid, one of the two penny they are now they are now forbidden like CCA, Latin Mbura, this is like Mabuku Tafara, and also in Chichungo Zawut. Munakuwa Mata Mbura, I watch it tomorrow in the territory of the Mbura. But at the same time, in the Harare suburbs, you will find that the people who are in the community are not in the community. People end up fetching water from the shallow wells in Jimbo. It's not the Utano, Akako, Akanaka, or Kuti, and we're contributing to Kuchera and Bora. And also, when Wakachera and Bread is busy, we have not finished one of the Shan Kamukubika. One of the Vishandisa, Mukukika, Chayimu, but at the same time, doing the Bushina, Vishin Brad, the Vinik or Shakanata. But I think I choose challenge, you know, the extra way to see also another thing. No, I mean, I'm not going to be a person, I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm just going to go to Kariba stage, you know, to come to some of the domestic violence in Zimba. It was wrong where Kariba Uruko, Koso, and Rapid, and maybe like one of the Vishina Barca. And also, what kind of HBCA, one of the most common the Papa Tiny one, which you know, also say one of the sexual abuse, but what's in the other one of the Jacobimba, one of Garakumba Kadari, but what was traumatized because of these issues. And also, now unborn diseases, children will tell you that the Hungwa is not here and we are beginning to anyone who could resort to unprotected sources of water. I don't know what I was doing. From breaking is totally different because the town of Mbura in Shanda Zakanyanya, that is Mbura, the Kumisha, they use blackness in the town, they use materials to go flash. But I can't say, you tell me, Muma, and also those girls, why could you have wearing the one disadvantage? Why could you have wearing one is what is the nomination in Brazil? They are the ones who are what is the new one is in a Pasima or a Panda. Second, why are the same as Indiana, the Roman, because of the Tomo of Fish, maybe coming in the Panda, kind of one I come along with the Motu and Ababa, Randa Kunitage, who are coming along with the Panda. But when I'm trying to I'm going to share the book with my household duties. As a family, I used to come back on my gig, come back on my gig, I in the very same time, you know, that could be. I know, come to the house, I know, you didn't have done inside to me. One in the one I was in the room, that's a Google. It's my empty, it's my door, it's my super, it's my empty, it's my steering wheel. Kuti wakwanisa kushandisa zvigubhu izvozvo maplastic container siyayo kuti vagadzire kushaikwa kwemagetsi kunokonzeresa kuti domestic violence in the sense yekuti munhu wemurume mumwe hazvinzwisisi anoda sedza rinopisa but at the same time munhu wemurume anogona kunga achisvika kumba zvekuna half past 8 vana vanenge vatorara
apa iye anengati kasaza nopisa basaza rabiko kuma 6 wana wasatwa kase wana wafuna kuti no kansiro ndi kuma 6 wana ndi baranza chikara wa baba waya shikata na toni kuzoza athana ine
ndoko so much. Come back to you again, Mrs. Shumba. Thank you so much for that. You heard today Mrs. Shumba with her, especially the last part of her contribution, where she says these power cuts can also lead to domestic violence, because some men, husbands, will come late at night and they want hot food. If you tell them there was no electricity and you don't have firewood to make the fire, they are angry at you. That is, it may sound unreasonable, but women do face such challenges. Yes, coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, as the local authority, how are you addressing the water shortages? And on the power cuts, have you engaged stakeholders? How do you explain these problems to your communities? Yes, but have you met stakeholders as far as electricity is concerned? Are you part of the meetings too?
Yes.
Okay. You can go
ahead.
Yebo ke, sizoza kubamba umlomo kunapho siyaxolisa. Councillor isikhathi asenelisi ukuthi siqhubeke besithanda ukuzwa sokuthi kwenzakalani. But we'll give this last minute to Mrs. Constance Shumba to say your last word. So you have about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I think Isusu said that this is trusty to Kukuri Drama Council, especially the Harare Council, to upgrade its infrastructure into Morton Jeffrey, so that you know, can cater for everyone, which have no access to water, and also to know to get an education in the community, get the community to also do water conservation. Conservation and involve in the water management, so that one can manage the communities, especially on those boards, to put some committees and one can manage the boards. I will put Agari Ari in Chishanda.
Thank you so much. That was Mrs. Constance Shumba of the Women Desk at the Harare Resident Trust. And earlier on, you heard from Councillor Kalazani of Ward 10, and Tumbane, who is also the Water Chair Committee. Signing off, I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.